now on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Press Row welcomes former University of Georgia head football coach and College Football Hall of Fame inductee Jim Donnan to the show.
Once a guy tells me he wants to leave, I always tell him this. I said, hey, would you please pour some water through your hand and let it hit the floor, because that's how long we're going to miss you. You know, if you're in the bus, one of the real things that you can enjoy and also get some laughs is a lot of times the fans, particularly ones that are already inebriated, don't know which team is which. And sometimes you're getting a finger and sometimes you're getting mooned, and they think it's, Florida's team and it's really Georgia and your own fans are doing it.
Jim Donnan's weekly appearance on Press Row is powered by Kia of Chattanooga. Explore Kia of Chattanooga's new and pre-owned inventory at kiaofchattanooga.com.
And welcome to our second weekly installment with Jim Donnan, a really fun 30-minute segment right here on Press Row, brought to you by Kia of Chattanooga, the College Football Hall of Fame coach, dropping in, shedding some knowledge, sharing some knowledge. And Coach, how are you today?
Doing great. Fired up. Won't be long before they're kicking it off tonight. It's finally here. So I know all the fans around up there in Chattanooga, everybody's just fired up about getting it started.
Did you hear? We talked about this the last segment. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but tonight Georgia State is hosting Tennessee State on ESPN.
Sold it out, man.
Sold it out. Isn't that incredible?
That's right. I mean, people thought they're going to see the Falcons. So, I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's really good for Georgia State. I'm fired up about that because, you know, some of the kids I know are playing for them. And, you know, it gives them a lot of it's nothing like having your own stadium, David. I mean, you know, just the fact they got their own place to play, and they're going to do a good job with that. Sean Elliott's a good coach. He was really kind of the behind-the-scenes guy at Appalachian there over the years as the offensive line coach. Did a good job for the old ball coach down at South Carolina, and he'll do a good job getting some players in there, and that's a good program.
All right. We're going to hit on Alabama and Florida State. We're obviously going to pick your brain about Georgia. But if you take those two games off the table, what game has you most intrigued this weekend?
You know, I'm just worried about, is Nadal going to keep winning in the U.S. Open right now? That's about it for me. There's not anything that really intrigues me football-wise. As far as big games, you know, I'm really fired up about seeing what Kirby's team's going to do. And like you said, Alabama. But the rest of them, there's a lot of games that could go either way there, particularly in the SEC. I mean, you got South Carolina and North Carolina State. You know, what South Carolina going to be able to do defensively? You got Kentucky playing a team that beat them at home last year, playing on the road. Arkansas got an easy game tonight. But, and then you got A&M on the road playing out there in Hollywood. So we'll see what happens there. But I just think, we'll know a lot more, and I'm not keeping Auburn out of the way. We'll talk about that later. But I guess the game that intrigues me the most is Tennessee and Georgia Tech, because, you know, can Tennessee do the job stopping that bone and get off the field and let their offense operate?
All right, we'll get to that too. But Florida-Michigan doesn't intrigue you with what – I mean, given the last 24 hours, it's almost like that game has received as much attention as Bama-FSU. Now, it's not for always the right reasons, but I think there's a lot of interesting aspects to this game.
Yeah, but the people that really had the interesting aspects have pulled it off the board. I mean, the game's not – they don't even know. I sent you that picture of Florida's charter. You know, they've gone down to a twin-engine Cessna to take their team down there. You know, how many players are going to play for them? I hate to say this, but, you know, I don't think I've ever heard of this many guys out for the first game for just a suspension. So, I think from what I've heard is it might be the second week, too. They're playing Northern Colorado. But overall, I thought Florida was going to be pretty decent offensively this year with the guys they got back. But their two best players aren't playing. The running back, Scarlett, and Callaway, their receiver. So, Michigan's kind of scary in a lot of ways because even though they lost some first-team players, they played a lot of guys last year that got some experience, and they got those really good defensive linemen. So, you know, I look for Michigan to win this game.
All right, let me ask you about Florida because, it's not like they don't have players. I mean, the Pirine, the brother of the Oklahoma running back, was decent for them last year. And I don't want to use just decent to describe people. But along those lines, when you're missing the guys that they're missing with Scarlett and Callaway, do you think Franks is the right choice, or should he have? I've always liked Franks. I've always thought it was going to be Franks, but in this situation now, you've got Zaire, who's played a bunch. You've got Del Rio, who's played a bunch. Franks is the only one that hasn't, and in a sense, are you throwing him into the wolves?
No, I think they basically on the what they've done in practice, he had a good spring, and, you know, if he had to be head and shoulders above the other two because of the same things you just talked about. It, you know, it would be an obvious answer to put an experienced guy in there, but he's got the big arm, he got good feet, and they got to do something offensively because their defense ain't going to shut people down like he did last year. They lost all those guys to the pros and then lost their defensive back early, you know, to an injury. So, and the other thing that's just overriding to me, and I don't keep up with it like you do and Jay does, but, you know, their recruiting the last 3 years has not been upper level as far as top 10 recruiting. So, I mean, they're running out of must-champ players here. Let's see what happens. But, you know, I just don't think their squad roster is anything near what it's been.
Did you ever have, because this could be a monster win for Florida, could be a monster win for McElwain, considering it's kind of the us against the world, nobody's giving them a chance. Did you ever have one of those moments in your coaching career where you were given little to no chance, you were out of some of your key ammunition, and you still got the job done?
You know, you pulled some upsets over the years, but, you know, I've never had this, you know, this many guys not playing the game. I know one time, when we were playing at Marshall, we had some guys come down with a little bit of a bug that they felt like would transmit to the others, and we ended up getting to the airport, and they said three or four guys aren't going to be able to play. But fortunately, we were playing a team. It wouldn't have made much difference if we got some intramural guys to play. We were able to still win the game. But, you know, I just think this is a big deal for Florida from the perception of the public and whatever it might be. I mean, these guys are – hopefully they don't, you know, get into too much trouble over it. But anytime you use a card like that a different way than it's supposed to, I mean, that can cause a lot of problems for these kids. And hopefully it won't be too bad. But, you know, it's kind of a tough situation there that these kids got involved with.
You're listening to College Football Hall of Fame Coach Jim Donnan here on Press Row in our weekly segment brought to you by Kia of Chattanooga.
Coach, a lot of the national headlines are coming out of Houston. I was curious, did you ever have a national or storyline or a disaster that caused complete havoc on your scheduling, like maybe LSU's had to deal with, or maybe a lot of these other schools have had to relocate and do some of that kind of stuff?
No, I haven't, Jay, but I certainly think the way that the whole country's rallied around the situation, a lot like they did Katrina, you know, with J.J. Watt, what he's doing with all these different programs trying to back him. And, you know, I thought it was the right thing to do for UT San Antonio to cancel that game with Houston because, you know, bottom line, these kids are thinking about their families and about their, you know, loved ones, and it's hard to I mean, football's big for all of us. Like I said, we're starting off tonight. Everybody's fired up. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, I've just never seen anything happen like that, you know, as far as just a complete flood. But, and we had it happen up in West Virginia last year, you know, up at the Greenbrier around there, the way they just unbelievable, like one of those thousand-year floods. And
right.
It's just I've never had it where we had to call off a game or anything like that. But I think it's just insignificant thinking about that for me right now as much as just thinking about the people there because there's a lot of people that I know there. You know, I know Major Applewhite and also Chris Selfo, coach for me. He's coaching the line for Houston. And it's happened to Chris twice now. He was the head coach at Tulane and, you know, had to take his team out for like 3 or 4 weeks on the road when Katrina came in there. And then they took the team over to Austin this week. In the last week for University of Houston. So, you know, just hopefully they can get back and get the program going again and get and, you know, help the families like we talked about.
Now, when the hay gets in the barn and we get everybody's excited for this first weekend, is this when you miss coaching the most?
You know, I miss it all the time, Jay, just because of, you know, every time I go out to practice or and these guys around here are good about letting me watch when I want to go over there. You just like to watch these kids and see them develop. And, The thing about it, for all of them that are getting ready to play in their first game around the country, whether it's 1AA, NCAA, Division III, whatever it means, it's just a culmination of hard work, off-season program, lifting weights all summer, working out, doing everything, and putting a team together and seeing how you're going to function as a group. And, there's a lot of elements involved in building a team, but the biggest thing is just the fact that there's nothing like a huddle. I mean, you got kids from all different livelihoods with their parents, all different races, and they would probably never be around each other except for football. And the fact they're all in there together trying to pull for one team is really kind of special.
You're listening to College Football Hall of Fame Coach Jim Donnan. Coach, I had a story today on the fact that Alabama and Tennessee are going to be the first two SEC teams to experience Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where they've got this enormous 360-degree halo board. I mean, just all this stuff that a generation ago is just mind-boggling to think of. Can players be totally distracted, or not? I shouldn't say totally, but can venues distract players? I know Nick Saban said he's taking over Friday, and that's something he doesn't do.
No question. I mean, you just like, how kids like these play video games and all that. I mean, this is the ultimate video game with all those big boards and everything. I remember in 67, we're playing Houston in the Astrodome, and, that was like one of the eighth wonders of the world in that scoreboard they had, and we had to win the game at the end of the game. And I'm talking to our team in the huddle and saying, hey, we make one more first down, we're going to be all right, and we'll run the clock out. And I said, you figure you're going to be getting these guys fired up and all, you're quarterback. And then our fullback said, hey, did you just see that scoreboard right there, what went off on right there in the middle of the game, man, at the end of the game? So they're distracted. There's no question about it. But I think it's good. Nick's going to take them in there, and probably the same thing with Georgia Tech's probably already been over there. And then, Jimbo, one thing about Jimbo Fisher, he's one of the few coaches in the country that takes his team 2 days in before they play. Wherever they go spend the two nights there. So they'll have checked it out pretty well, too, and I'm sure Coach Jones will, too.
Yeah, Georgia Tech practiced, I guess, Tuesday it was. Butch Jones pointed that out yesterday. All right, when we come
Georgia
back.
Georgia Tech was worried about some of their passes hitting the top of it. They throw so much.
All right, when we come back, you're going to break down that game. You're going to break down Bama FSU. And, of course, we'll talk Georgia and much, much more when Jim Donnan returns in our weekly segment brought to you by Kia of Chattanooga. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
You're listening to Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone with former University of Georgia head football coach and College Football Hall of Famer Jim Donnan. This segment on Press Row is presented by Kia of Chattanooga. Find your next vehicle today at kiaofchattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here in the Home Rate Mortgage Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show as we continue our weekly segment with College Football Hall of Famer Jim Donnan, brought to you by Kia of Chattanooga. 6:15 on ESPN Saturday night, Georgia begins year two of the Kirby Smart era hosting Appalachian State. Interesting stat, you may have seen it, Georgia, a 14.5-point favorite. The Bulldogs have not won by more than 14 points since a 27-3 defeat of Kentucky in 2015, a stretch of 17 games. And goodness, I mean, I cover Georgia, and that stat surprised me. I mean, it makes sense. They've had some close ones. I just didn't realize it had been that long. How do you expect this one to go?
Well, Georgia hasn't been an offensive juggernaut the last few years, that's for sure. I mean, they've had trouble putting the ball in the end zone, but they have won a lot of close games, and they've lost a couple too. But I think just overall, Georgia's a better-looking team physically. They got more depth to help their special teams. They've improved a lot with, their offensive line's a lot bigger. And, the real question mark is, can they get off the field on defense, because they had a massive loss there, losing their best corner. I mean, you lose your best corner, whoever you are, it takes away from your defense, and they've had to plug some people in. So they're going against a team that knows how to win. Everybody in Tennessee knows about Appalachian based on last year. And it's going to be a good opener for them to see what they got. But I think more than likely Georgia's size and depth is going to wear down Appy, and that's going to be a big plus for us. But I worry about Georgia being able to handle their stunning defense. They're pretty quick up front, and they're going to create some lost yardage plays, and just hope that those plays don't resort to turnovers. But overall, I feel pretty good about the team that we're putting out here compared to the one we had last year.
This has got to be an emotional, and I wrote about Taylor Lamb today. I mean, when you think about, you know, Bobby, Hal, Ray, that, you know, was the director of high school relations when you were coaching there, it's got to be just a wild, wild evening for that family to experience.
Yeah, it's got to be a proud moment for all of them. And, you know, of course, we know the Lambs going back there to the family tree. But I think the big thing for Taylor is, you know, make sure that he doesn't let me get too emotional and try too hard and you know, pull a Zaire Jablonski, that guy from Boise State that came in here and had all his picks because he wanted to win so badly. But, you know, they run a ball control offense that really functions around a good running game, and he's a good running quarterback, and he can hit the play-action passes, and he knows how to win. He's going to be critical in this game as far as keeping some drives alive and keeping their offense on the field, because I think, like I mentioned, I think Georgia can wear on them a little bit with Georgia's size on offense. But he's an outstanding quarterback, a good leader, and we're going to face about 7 or 8 of them this year that are very comparable to anybody on our squad. So we're going to play some really good quarterbacks.
All right, let's talk the games at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. First off, let's go to Monday night first. Would you be surprised if Tennessee won by 14 points, or would you be surprised if Georgia Tech won by 14 points? Do you see this game going a potential of that great a variance kind of thing?
Well, the one thing when you play a team that runs a markedly different style than what you do, it's hard to get ready for it. From the standpoint of Tech doesn't ever see the ball in the air that much like we're going to see from Tennessee, so they're not really adept at rushing the passer or playing the ball in the air. They've always had trouble with that because they don't practice against it. Well, Tennessee's going to have trouble getting off the cut block and getting off the field on defense because they don't see the triple option that much. So it's going to be which team can adjust to the other style the quickest and who can, adjust a little bit. You know, we got a master adjuster there, and Coach Johnson, he's been running that, you know, series of offense for so long. And you got a new play caller for Butch Jones' team that is going to have to, you know, adjust to what the Yellow Jackets are going to do. So I think a lot of pressure is on this Larry Scott, its first game as an offensive coordinator as far as calling plays. But, you know, I think they got some pretty good talent on Tennessee's team. But I would look for Tennessee to need to get some lost yardage plays and some turnovers to stop that offense, because if you don't, it's very difficult to get off the field. But, you know, I just think if Tennessee doesn't get some easy scores, it's going to be hard for them to win.
You had a situation where, I guess, Boss Bailey was lost for a season just a few minutes into a season. If you're
first
Butch,
play of the game.
Yeah, if you're Butch Jones, the loss of Darren Kirkland, you know, going up against an offense like this, how nauseated are you?
Well, it's going to be tough because, you know, he's a tremendous player. And, you know, at the end of the year, Tennessee's defense just had so many injuries. And you just watch some of these games, watch Tennessee early. You know, we had all these games in the summer where they had the playbacks. And this looked like a different team at the end of the year when everybody like Vanderbilt and South Carolina running up and down the field on them. I just think, you know, they're going to have to regroup a little bit personnel-wise. But losing a guy like that hurts you for sure. There's no question about that. But, you know, the one thing about it, if for some reason Coach Johnson pulls this off, he's going to talk about the king, being the king of the East. Now, that'd be 4 straight against Eastern Division teams, you know, going back to last year because they beat Kentucky in the bowl and they beat us. And, you know, they got the whammy on us right now.
You're listening to Jim Donnan, the College Football Hall of Fame coach, here on Press Row in our weekly segment brought to you by Kia of Chattanooga.
Coach, everybody in the country is looking towards the Mercedes-Benz Saturday night. It's a monster game. It's got everybody's attention. Everybody in the world will be there paying attention. Is there any reason not to believe Bama is going to win this game?
You know, I've looked at it a lot of different ways, Jay, and certainly Florida State's one of the teams that matches up with Alabama personnel-wise because they use the same template for recruiting, and Jimbo's taking advantage of Miami and Florida being down the last few years. So their squad is very comparable personnel-wise. They're just going to have to be able to protect Francois. He took a massive beating last year on pass rush, and you know, he's just not going to be able to withstand that kind of pass rush if they don't give him some protection. But they got some really good receivers, and they can make plays in the open field. But I just really think we're going to see a big turnaround in Alabama's offensive philosophy from a standpoint. Hurts is going to be able to not have to make near as many decisions as far as quarterback runs. He's going to use the backs more. He's going to use the tight end, play action pass. I just think we're going to see a team that's going to be 20-30% better on offense just because of the style they're playing and eliminating some of the mistakes that he made, lost yardage wise. But it's hard for me to get fired up about a team that got beat by 43 points last year.
The now, and I need to ask you this because you mentioned
did that just run over you there?
No, not in a million years. I'm on the same page with you. My question is, you mentioned the Francois kid. Did you ever have a French quarterback?
A French quarterback. I don't know about that. I don't think I did.
Okay. Okay. I just was curious.
I had some that could speak French, but I don't think you really caught me on that one. I didn't have a French quarterback.
Well, hey, it is a glorious time.
I had some guys that liked French cuisine, that's for sure.
Well, that's one way to put it, Coach.
All right.
Okay.
Is it condo time? Or is it, let's at least go over some of the ones you like.
I got some picks for you guys, and I've been all summer thinking about these. But the first, we just finished, the first pick that I got is what they call the bookies IRA. That anybody that bets on Florida State, the bookie's going to say, you give me your money, and I really appreciate it. Because you catch that one, IRA, I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
I'm all for Alabama. I'm Roll Tide. I think that's a steamer pick right there. What is it, 7, 8, 9, whatever it is. Then as far as I got a lane changer, and that's going to be Navy beating FAU with we got Coach Kiffin going down there. I just don't think their defense is going to be able to get lined up good against Navy. It's an emotional game for Navy. Their offensive coordinator's son's in the hospital. They're going to play like heck for him. I think that 8 or 9 points is going to be golden for them. And then I got a couple under bets. I like under in the BYU game. I just don't think either team can score much. And then I like an over from North Carolina playing against California. You know, it's an East Coast, West Coast game that both teams going to score a lot. And there's probably another one, but I can't remember. But that's four to get you started with.
Not too shabby. Not too shabby. Coach, listen, thank you so much, and we certainly appreciate your weekly visits here on
Press Row. Are you coming down here? Are you coming to the game?
I'm going to Mercedes-Benz. I'm going Saturday night and Monday night, so I will not be in Athens Saturday.
Well, who's covering Georgia Southern Auburn now?
Hey, boy, that's a ton of points. What is that, 35?
Yeah,
or something like that?
Yeah, but I don't know. Auburn to me is the best team next to Alabama in the West. But anyhow, I'm glad to hear you guys promoting Kia, and I appreciate all that David Melton and Nelson Bowers do for helping us with this show. And everybody needs to get over there and at least check them out over the weekend. They sell a lot of cars over Labor Day weekend because they really have a lot of people in there. So hope they can get by there. And I appreciate you guys having me.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much. Jim Donnan in our weekly segment brought to you by Kia of Chattanooga. We'll reopen the Hardee's hotline, 648-1051. Only have 20 minutes left on this show, an abbreviated press row today due to Atlanta Falcons coverage in their final exhibition game. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
You've been listening to former Georgia head coach and College Football Hall of Fame coach Jim Donnan on Press Row. You can hear Jim Donnan on Press Row every Thursday this football season from 410 to 440 on ESPN 105.1 The Zone, courtesy of Kia of Chattanooga. Browse Kia of Chattanooga's new and pre-owned inventory anytime at kiaofchattanooga.com.